Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
This class is presented by Rabbi Leib Shapiro. Rabbi Leib Shapiro, a noted Talmudic scholar, is the dean of the Yeshiva Gedolah Rabbinical College of Greater Miami, the rabbi of Congregation Beis Menachem, and a community leader in Miami Beach, Florida.
Concerning all the fast days, the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Paynius that Kol HaToymos HaElu Asidim LiBotel the Mois HaMashiach, that all these fast days are going to become bottle in the time of Mashiach. And he continues, V'loyoy, and more than that, Elo Shehem Asidim Niyoyz Yomim Toivim Yimei Sosoim V'Simcha. They're going to be Yomim Toivim and days of happiness and joy. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kol Yomar Hashem Tvoiz. This is what Hashem said, Toim Harvi, the fast day of the fourth month, Goymer, etc., Yiel Beit Yehuda will be for Beit Yehuda, L'Sosein L'Simcha, for happiness and joy, L'Moyadim Toivim, and for good Yomim Toivim. For Ha'emes V'Hasholem Ahevu. And Emes and the Sholem, they love. But from here we see that when Mashiach will come, the fast days, including the fast day of Shivasar B'Tammuz and the rest, are going to turn into Yomim Toivim. And it says in Svarim that the reason for this is because all these things that happen on these days for which we fast, the emes, in pnimius, are good things, even though the chatzonius outwardly, superficially, they are bad things, and that's why we fast. But in essence, they reveal the love of Hashem to the Bnei Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, Hirochas Hashem es tzoyaz Bnei Yisrael, that Hashem washed the dirt of the children of Tzion, which means the Bnei Yisrael. So it's a muscle, just like when a child gets dirty. So the parent has to wash the child. And sometimes the dirt is so strong that the parent has to use hot water to wash the dirt. And when the parent uses hot water, it hurts, it burns. But nevertheless, in essence, this is an expression of the love of the parent to the child, and therefore the parent wants the child to be clean. Sometimes, in order to be clean, it hurts. But this hurting is not chas v'sholom, l'shem hurting, but it's l'shem cleaning the child, which is an expression of the love of the parent. If the parent would not love the child, then the parent wouldn't do it. Because the parent loves the child, that's why the parent cleans the child. And that's what the pasuk means. Rochas Hashem es toyaz noisiyin. Hashem, by punishing the Bnei Yisrael, and bringing the churban beis hamikdash, and bringing the Eden into galus, and doing all these different things that cause the fast, really this is an expression of his love. As the Pasuk says, Choysech shifta yisnoin ebnoi. If someone holds back the whip from his child, hates his child. Because in order to educate a child, or when the child does something wrong, to punish a child, that's an expression of the love of the parent. And that's why a Mashiach will come, these days will be turned into Yomim Toivim. Which means that even though, while the child is small, he doesn't see that this is an expression of the love of the parent, and therefore the child feels upset, etc., etc. But later when he grows up and he looks back, he sees that that the parent punished the child, this was the best thing that the parent could have done for the child. And therefore that day would be a special day for this child. And the same is with us. While we're still in Golis, it still hurts. So we have to fast, and we have to mourn, and do all the dinim of Avelis and all the nyonim that are connected to the Tainesim, and all the nyonim which are connected to the 3 weeks, etc., etc. But when Mashiach will come, these days will be turned into Yom Tzayim, because we will look back and we will see that these days were the days that Hashem expressed His true love to us. The emes, we must say that not only eventually will it be turned into good, but there must be remozim in the different fast days, in the different inyonim, which show already what their pnimius is. Since we're saying that in pnimius, in essence, they are a good day, so even though now they are fast days, but there must be something which even now hints to their pnimius, to what's inside of them, which is the good. So concerning Shivasar B'Tammuz, we see it right away. Because Shivasar B'Tammuz is the 17th day of the month, and we know that Shivasar 17 is the Gematria Toiv, the Gematria good. The word Toiv, Tes Vav Vei, is the Gematria, the numerical value is 17. So 17 really is the Gematria Toiv. So it comes out that this, that they established this fast day on the 17th day of the month, expresses the pnimius of it, the truth. The pnimius, the inside, the essence of it, that this is really good. As it will be revealed, the Osid Lava, the Tzoyim Harvi, the fast day of the fourth month, which is Shivasar B'Tammuz, Yiel Beis Yehuda L'Sosin L'Sim Chol Moyadim Toivim. And it's interesting that this inyan of Toiv, of good, is only the Gematria of Shivasar. It's the Gematria of 17 of Shivasar B'Tammuz. because we know what it says in Svarim, that the concept of a gematria is that this refers to a madrega, an inyan, which is hidden in the thing itself. The word itself, the meaning of the word itself, that is the gilui, the revealed part of whatever it is. The gematria of it, since it is not open, it's just gematria, this refers to the inyan, the way it's hidden inside, but not the way it's revealed. And that's exactly what's happening here. In the chetzeniyah, outwardly, the way we see Shavuos and Tammuz, it is not a good thing. And therefore, it's a fast day, a day of inyan, of suffering, etc., etc. But the pnimi is hidden in it, is the good thing, which is at this point, the helim covered up, and when Mashiach will come, it will be revealed. And that's why it is only the gematria toy, which means it's only the hidden part, the gematria of it is good. And we see a similar thing concerning the pasuk where it says, Yosef ben Shva Esrei Shana, that Yosef was 17 years old, and it's the same gematria toy, and we know that what happened from then, after it says that Yosef was 17 years old, then started all the troubles of Yosef. That's when Yosef went to Mitzrayim as the pasuk says, La'eved Nimka Yosef. Yosef was sold as a slave. But the pnimius, hidden in what happened at that time, was good. And as if Yosef said later to his brother, Atem chashavtem alay ra, Yitaka meant bad, which means the chetzonis was bad. But Elokim chashava l'toiva, Hashem had in mind the good, l'man asoy kayoyim azeh l'hachi yisam ra. So we see there too, that the inyan of toiv, the way it was by the telling of Yosef, was that the chetzonis it wasn't good, but then later, the good of it was revealed, and then when they look back, they saw that what happened till then was really good. And the same is concerning the Shiva Asar of Shiva Asar Batamu. And the same we find concerning Yankov Avinu. The pasuk is Vaychi Yaakov Ve'eretz Mitzrayim Shva Eishpashonu. He was there 17 years. Which is the Gematria Toiv, as we said before. As the Baal HaTurim says on the beginning of Parsha Vaychi. And here too, outwardly, it was a Yerideh. Because that was the time when Yankov Avinu went to Golus. He went to Mitzrayim. But nevertheless, his best years that he had were those 17 years. Which means this Yerideh really turned into Aliyah. As it says in the Zohar, Chelik Aleph, the Afresh Tazayin and the Beis, Holoch Yudzayin Shni Nachrinin, the Inugin V'tafnugin, that he had the greatest pleasure, even though it was on one hand a Yerideh. So we see in these places that the Inyan of 17 is the Gematria Toiv, in a way that the Gilui doesn't look so good, but the Pnimius, which means the hidden part, and later on it turns out that this is the best thing. And Bechlau we shall find that the union of Toiv has a special connection to the Geula. As the Pasuk says, in Rus, Kipitel Gimel, Pasuk is Gimel, Im Yigola Eich Toiv Yigol. So we see there that the word Yigol, the union of Geula, has a connection to the union of Toiv. And this is especially connected to the union of Shiva Osar Batamuz, the 17th day, which is the Toiv of the month of Tammuz. Because the union of Toiv has a special connection to the Shem Havaya. Because many times you find in the Pesukim, the Loshon, Toiv Hashem, and Hashem's name there is Shem Havaya. So it says Toiv Havaya, including in Ashrei, in Kapitel Tilul Adavid that we say three times a day. There it also says Toiv Havaya. The Inyan of Tammuz, which is in the middle of the summer, and we know that Tammuz is the hottest month of the year, has a special connection to Shem Havaya. Because the Pesuk says, Kishemesh Umogen Havaya Elohim. That Havaya and Elohim is similar to the Shemesh Umogin. Just like there is the Shemesh, the sun, Umogin, there is the cover, the shield of the sun. So too is the Shem Havaya and Shem Elohim, as it says in many Svarim. So when it's hot and the sun shines stronger, that means that Beruchni is, the Shem Havaya shines stronger. So since the month of Tammuz is the hottest month, and then the sun shines stronger, so then in Ruchni it means that the Shem Havaya is Meir shines stronger then. And since the Pasuk says, Toiv Havaya, that in the Shem Havaya itself, we have the concept of Toiv Havaya, and Havaya has the union of Toiv in it. So Shiva Osar B'Tammuz, which is the Gematria Toiv, and Tammuz has a special connection to Havaya, so Shiva Osar B'Tammuz is the union of Toiv Havaya. And this is the connection between Shiva Osar B'Tammuz and the Geula. Even though the Chetzonis had seen that Shiva Osar B'Tammuz is a fast day because of the Geula, starting from the union of Shviras Aluchas and Shiva Osar B'Tammuz, the luchas were broken. Going on through the, all five things that it says concerning Shiva Osar B'Tammuz, up to the inyan of Hufkoyir, that's the day that the walls of Yerushalayim were broken through. But the pnimius, this is the inyan of Toiv Havaya, This is the high Madrega Vavaya, which is connected, as we said before, to the Geula. And the truth is, the Pasuk says, Yeshaya Gepitl Samach, Pasuk says, Lo Yielacha Oid Hashemesh Le'oir Yoimam, etc. And the Mashiach will come. Not the sun will be anymore for the shine, for the light. Ki Havaya Yielacha Le'oir Yoimam. Because Havaya will be the shine. So there too we see that there is a connection between the union of Shemesh, the sun, and Havaya. But we're saying it'll be higher than that. It won't be the sun. Even the Chatzinius we're going to see. That the light does not come from the sun, but it comes from Shem Havaya. And this is the inyan, the pnimistic inyan of Shivasa Batamus, the concept of Toiv and Toiv of Havaya. So even though now the Chatzinius and Shivasa Batamus seems like an inyan of mourning and Avelis, a fast day, but already now in the Kviyus of Shivasa Batamus, we see the pnimius of what Shivasa Batamus really stands for. This is that this is a day of Toiv and a day of Toiv Havaya. Especially when Shivasa Batamus comes out on a Shabbos, and we push away the tiniest from Shabbos to Sunday. So Shabbos is the day of Shivasa Batamus, and nevertheless, we don't fast. We are doiche, which is even a stronger hint to the sinyan that the day of Shivasa Batamus will be nitche, we will not be a fast day anymore. And even though b'peil we do fast, we fast on Sunday, but still the faggot on Shabbos, which is the real day of Shivasa Batamus, we don't fast. That is a remes to the inyan that the Shivasa Batamus will not be a fast day anymore. And the reason for that is because we know Shabbos is me'ein oylam haba. Shabbos is me'ein of the way it will be il oylam haba. And since in oylam haba, imoyis ha-mashiach, there will not be a fast day anymore. So now already, on Shabbos of Shivasa Batamus, it's not a fast day. Because Shabbos is megala, Shabbos reveals what the pnimius of Shivasa Batamus is, the way it's going to be la'osif lovas. Because b'chlal, this is the union of Shabbos. We know Shabbos reveals the truth of everything. Shabbos reveals the truth of the world. One of the reasons why we're not allowed to work on Shabbos is because be'emes, you should never be able to work. Since the klal is that you're not allowed to do any work in front of a king, as the Gemara says, that man demach v'memocha kamamalke chayiv nisa. And if someone would even make any movement in front of the king, deserves to die. That's called a revolt against the king. Certainly you're not allowed to work in front of the king. How can we work b'chlal in front of Hashem when we know Moli Kolores Kvayde, Hashem is all over? The answer is, we don't see the truth. The truth is Hashem is all over, but we don't see it. Shabbos is a day that reveals the truth. So Shabbos, we're all supposed to see the truth, that Hashem is right in front of us, and therefore we're not allowed to work on Shabbos. So Shabbos b'chlal is a day that reveals that Pnimi is the inside of everything. As it says in Svarim, considering the Pasuk Vaychal Elokim, which refers to Shabbos, that on Shabbos Hashem finished, which means He did not work, but it says in Svarim that it means Vaychal Elohim, the Shem Elohim is finished on Shabbos. B'chlal we know, as we said before, Shemesh Umogin Havaya Elohim, that the Shem Elohim is like the Nastik, like the cover, like the shield on the sun. So it's the shield on the Shem Havaya, which means because of the Shem Elohim, we do not see completely the union of Shem Havaya. That's why Elohim is Regematria Hateva. The Shem Elohim, the numerical value, is like Hateva, which is nature. Because Elohim refers to Hashem the way He is hidden in the nature. So Elohim hides on what the truth is. Just like Hashem is the one that controls the nature, makes everything happen. Nevertheless, He is hidden. That's the taich, the meaning of the word teva. Teva comes also from the word tubu, sunk in. Just like something is sunk in the water. It's there, but you can't see it. The water covers up on it, covers up on the truth. So the same thing, Elohim refers to Hashem the way He is sunk into the world, in nature, that you can't see Him. But on Shabbos, Vayichal Elohim. Elohim is finished, which means on Shabbos, Ayid is able to see the truth. So Shabbos reveals the pnimi is the inner truth of everything. And that's why when Shivasa Batamus comes on Shabbos, we don't fast. Because the pnimi of Shivasa Batamus is not a fast day. And the truth is even more than that. Just like we say the God of the Tainesim, including Shivasa Batamus, that not only will they not be fast days anymore, but they will change, as the Rambam says, that they will be Yomim Toivim V'Yimei Sosa V'Simcha. So now too, Shivasa Batamus comes on Shabbos, it turns into a Yom Simcha. Not only don't we fast, but Shivasa Batamus is a Yom Simcha. Because we know that Shabbos is also a Yom Simcha. As it says in the Sefri, in Parsha Ba'alois Chot, the people you prosecute on the Pasuk of a Yom Simchaschem, on the day of your Simcha, it says, Eloh HaShabbos, this refers to the Shabbos, because Shabbos is also a Yom Simcha. And Shabbos is a day of Tainuk. As the Pasuk says, V'karosa l'Shabbos Oynik, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's a mitzvah la'angoy ba'oynik achilu v'shti, it's a mitzvah, to have pleasure on Shabbos, the pleasure of eating and drinking, and you have to eat basar, shomim, v'yayin, yoshon. fat meat and old wine, so you have to enjoy the Shabbos. Even though the Shabbos is Shivas HaBetavos, and the same is concerning Tisha B'Av. And therefore the Din is that on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, when we fast on Sunday, so the last meal that you eat on Shabbos in order to start to fast, that says that you're allowed to eat Kisuda Shloima B'Shaitai, like the Suda the Shloima HaMelech made in his time. Normally, when you have the Suda Mafsekis on Erev Tisha B'Av, the Suda before you start the fast, there are many, many restrictions. But if it comes on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat meat and drink wine at the Suda Mafsekis because it's Shabbos. So we see that when the fast day comes out on Shabbos, not only don't be fast, but that same fast day turns into a Yom Simcha, which is Me'ein Olam Haba, Me'ein the way it's going to be lost in Lavoi, when Kol HaToymas HaSidin Libotol, and not only that, but Shem HaSidin Liyas Yomim Tovim, the Yomei Tosef HaSidin. And from all this we understand that when we prepare ourselves to the 3 weeks, to start with the fast day of Shivas HaBetamos, so in a year when Shivas HaBetamos, and then maybe also Tisha B'Av, come out on Shabbos, it's easier to see the pnimiyah, the inner meaning of these fast days, and the inner meaning of the Bein HaMtzarim B'Chal of the 3 weeks as well. It's easier to get the feeling that this is only an introduction to the coming of Mashiach. It's a Yeridah, but it's a Yeridah Tzorech Aliyah. And we have to start feeling that even though the Chatzonius, it seems like this is only an union of Golos and Churban, but we have an ability to feel that the time will come very, very soon when we will see how Shivas HaBetamos and Tisha B'Av really are Yomim Tovim and Yomei Sosim V'Simcha.